Today's daf was Yom HaDaf Chav Gimel. Let's just quickly review what we went over this morning. In the context of discussing Shaul HaMelech and his shortcomings, the Gemara said, Kol Talmud Chacham Sheinu Nokem V'Noter K'Nachash Eino Talmud Chacham, that a Talmud Chacham has to be both Nokem and Noter. So the Gemara asks, Ezohi Netira, Ezohi Nekima, Ezohi Netira. What's the difference between Nokem and Noter? So the Gemara says, Nekima is if someone does you a favor, and then the next day, if someone refuses to do you a favor, and then the next day, that person asks you for a favor, and you tell them, no, I'm not going to do you a favor because you didn't do me a favor. Netira is where you do agree to do the guy the favor the next day, but you remind him that I'm doing you the favor even though you're a bad guy and you didn't do a favor for me, I'm going to do it for you anyway. So either one of those things is considered to be generally bad, but a Talmud Chacham has to have a little bit of Nekima and Netira. The Gemara in that context tells us, a person is willing to overlook some slights to his honor, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will overlook some of his sins. Then the Gemara talks about when the Mishnah said that they would count the fingers to decide who's going to do the Trumas Hadesh. When people would stick out the fingers, the person would stick out one or two fingers. So the Gemara said, well, isn't it cheating if you stick out two fingers? So the Gemara said, no, if somehow a person was a Chola who doesn't have the dexterity in his fingers to only be able to stick out one, so he would stick out two fingers and they would only count it as one. But you can't stick out a thumb and then stick out a pinky because that might be counted as two. That person is not allowed to do. The Gemara tells an unbelievable maysa of Shnei Kohanim that were running up the ramp, and one of them, there was a close race, so one of them took a knife and stabbed the other one and killed the other one. And while the person was sitting there on the floor dying, the father of the Kohen who was dying said, "Wait, the knife still isn't tame. We could still remove the knife. We could still save the knife from tuma while the person's still alive." And the Gemara says, "You see from the story." They were more worried about the Tara of Kelim than they were about Shvichas Damim. And basically, Gemara says, well, what does that mean? Does that mean they didn't care about Shvichas Damim? Or does that mean they just cared a lot about Tara's Kelim? Either way, it's off. There shouldn't be that kind of relationship. But which one was it? The Gemara says that they didn't care about Shvichas Damim. It wasn't that they were so makbid on Tara's Kelim, they were less makbid about Shvichas Damim. So the Gemara just tries to figure out which Maisa happened first. Because in our Mishnah, we had a Maisa where someone broke a leg. Now we have a Maisa where someone killed somebody. So the Gemara says this Maisa with someone dying happened first, but they figured it was an aberration. How often is such a thing going to happen that someone's going to get into a fight? Then they saw a Maisa and someone broke a leg, and they said, okay, we need to change the system. There's not going to be races up the Mizbeach anymore. So instead, they went with the pious, as we learned in the Mishnah, the pious Harishon. The Gemara tells us that after this whole Maisa, Rabbi Tzadik got up on the Milo Su'ulam and he said, Achenu Beis Yisrael Shimu Hareyu Omer Ki Yimatzei Chol Ba'adama. So normally we have a din of Egla Rufa if we find a dead body in the middle of nowhere, but Anan, Al Milahavi, Al Iro, Al Azaros, how could we ever bring an Egla Rufa? So Gemara just points out that he was just being dramatic. The possibility of an Egla Rufa, it wasn't really possible in that situation anyway, because it was in Yerushalayim. They know who killed the guy. Egla Rufa doesn't happen in Yerushalayim. Egla Rufa doesn't happen when you know who killed the guy. It was just an expression that he was using, that who could we bring an Egla Rufa for? On Amud Beis, the Gemara has two explanations of what it means when the Torah tells us upashat v'lavash begadim acherim v'hotzi asadashin, that he'd wear begadim acherim to do the hotza asadashin. Hotza asadashin is different than truma asadashin. Truma asadashin is a little bit of ashes that are removed each morning. Hotza asadashin is when the pile gets enormous, they would remove the entire pile and bring it out somewhere beyond the Beis Hamikdash. So what does it mean begadim acherim? One possibility is that he would wear big day kodesh, but a lesser level of big day kodesh. That pechusin mehen, because the din is that begadim shabishal ben kedera l'rabo lo yimzug ben kos l'rabo. The same clothing that one wears to cook for a master, he doesn't also go and serve the master with, so it should be lesser clothing. The Gemara has another possibility that acherim is not referring to the clothing. It's acherim, you have to read it together with the next word. It's acherim v'hotzi. It's coming to tell us that even a kohen who has otherwise been excluded from avoda, a balmum, even he is kosher to do the hotzah sadashin. So within that shita, that you could even have a kohen balmum do the hotzah sadashin, there's a machlokas amorayim, can you have a kohen balmum do the Trumas Hadashen? Do we say the Hotzas Hadashen is not an avoda, but the Trumas Hadashen is an avoda, requires Dalit Begadim, and therefore you definitely cannot have a Kohen Balmum to do it? Or do we say, no, the Trumas Hadashen also only needs two Begadim, it's not really an avoda, and therefore just like a Kohen Balmum could do the the otsas adashan, a kohen balmum could do the trumas adashan. That machlokas can carry over, Baz Hashem, into tomorrow's daf.